I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Wars and rumors of wars will increasingly become the norm as we approach the end of days, the Bible says. With wars come refugees and people who've lost their homes and the believers who want to help them. Vice President Fadi Sharaya says the MENA Leadership Center provides refugee ministry training.
We are impacting people doing ministry on the ground. People in the Middle East, they have been doing refugee ministry for years because the Middle East is full of wars all over the time. But what we have offered is how to do things in a professional way, honoring God and honoring the refugees themselves.
MLC exists to raise the capacity of gospel workers throughout the Middle East, North Africa region. Refugee care isn't the only focus. MLC provides training in whatever gospel workers need most. To learn more in the full report at missionnews.org. Riots continue to rock Haiti. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says they're no longer limited to the capital. Widespread protests and gang violence now affect Cap Haitien, 123 miles north of Port-au-Prince.
The population is saying that they're not going to stop that activity until the prime minister leaves Haiti. Every time he goes on the radio to address the nation, things get substantially worse.
For Haiti with Love operates one of the few medical clinics in Cap Haitien, where believers share Christ daily in word and deed. You can pray alongside this five-year-old Haitian.
His prayer was, "Dear God, Haiti is in trouble. Please help Haiti. Please make the people change so they will love you. If they love you, they won't do the bad things. And I want to go to school. Please make the streets safe again."
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.